Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, the XFL 2. Already in 2019, professional football fans have seen the AAF, the Association of American Football, come and go. The league's on-field product was pretty good, but apparently not good enough to stave off an abrupt ending to play prior to the end of the regular season of its first year, and a bankruptcy filing soon thereafter.
Sell, sell, sell!
Well, what did we learn from the crash-and-burn AAF this year? Number one, there are some diehard fans that are willing to watch a less-than-NFL quality brand of football once the Super Bowl ends. Number two, unfortunately, there may not be enough of those fans willing to pay for tickets, even at $20 apiece, to show up in winter conditions like cold and rain for a minor league level quality of play. Number three, don't play football in cities which can't fill up at least half of the football stadium. Ever! Don't do it! You need to have television viewers that see the fans of the team that are supportive and are having a really good time when they're watching. Number four, don't televise football games on networks like CBS Sports Network or NFL Network, which aren't generally available to most people who watch on cable or satellite. Number five, expect and prepare to lose a lot of money in year one, and likely in every subsequent year of play thereafter. Number six, define what your objectives are. A merger with the NFL, perhaps? Or maybe it's just a peaceful coexistence as the official developmental league for the NFL. Define those objectives in advance and do not lie to your fans about what you're going to do beginning on day one. And number seven, have all of your league's funding in cash and ready to spend available from day one of season number one and expect to lose, three times more cash than you initially budgeted. Now, with all of those harsh lessons learned by the fledgling AAF this spring, it's time to welcome back the XFL version 2.0, beginning the week after the NFL ends play in February next year, 2020. What? Yes, it's the XFL, and it's returning to try a reboot after its very own one-and-done football season back in 2001. Yes, the XFL 2 will be owned and controlled by the very same primary owner, that very same Vince McMahon, who runs professional wrestling's company called WWE. Yes, the XFL, apparently, has plenty of cash, as Mr. McMahon has cashed out a lot of his WWE stock, rumored to be upwards of $500 million worth of cash available for the new league. Now, my question is whether Vince McMahon has the stomach to see all of that cash disappear in a heartbeat to bankroll the startup cost of operating and funding his new venture. Now let's examine the AAF lessons learned in questions above as it now pertains to the XFL 2. Question number one. The original XFL back in 2001 averaged about 23,500 fans per game for games played during the winter and early spring. The AAF's average attendance this year was only about 15,000 per game. Now, even though the AAF played in a few smaller markets and the XFL 2, we probably shouldn't expect a lot of fans to be outside in the wet and cold conditions. I wouldn't expect a significant increase in local attendance for the XFL 2. What about ticket prices? What should the average ticket price be to charge fans to watch a wintertime minor league football game? Well, the answer to question number two, I think the XFL 2 will be very hard-pressed to sell football tickets for more than an average seat price of maybe $30 to $40 per seat, if they're lucky. Question number three, will enough fans fill those seats to make the viewers at home believe that the on-field product is worth watching? The XFL 2 is beginning with 8 teams, and they'll play in 7 current NFL cities. On the East Coast, there are teams in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Tampa. On the West Coast, there'll be teams in Seattle and Los Angeles. And in the middle, XFL 2 will begin with teams in Dallas, Houston, and St. Louis, the only market currently without an NFL team right now. I have a hard time believing that these NFL communities will be supporting an additional season of minor league football in cold weather. Item number four. This is the one area where the league actually does benefit from having Vince McMahon as its fearless leader. With a three-year television deal, XFL 2 games will be played on Saturday and Sunday afternoons, and they'll be telecast on major networks such as ESPN and ABC and Fox Sports or FS1. The odd thing, though, is that the networks will not pay the XFL anything, that's right, zero, for the broadcast rights, as the league apparently wants to sell its own share of commercials in an unusual barter-type broadcast arrangement. From the TV network perspective, the potential for their losses are minimized, while the upside could be quite generous if the ratings are good. Number five, how much money will the new league lose? Well, let's review the XFL back in 2001. According to reports, the league lost about $70 million during its first and only football season. Vince McMahon himself lost half of that amount, and NBC, the 50-50 partner, lost the other $35 million. After the debacle of the AAF this spring, I suspect that the XFL 2 should be prepared to lose at least $100 to $150 million in year one alone. Number six. So what are the goals for the new XFL league? The only thing which the XFL 2 has said is that it really does not want to be the developmental football league for the NFL. Okay, got it. Do they really want to go head-to-head with the NFL at some point down the line? Remember, the American Football League, the AFL, went head-to-head with the NFL for 10 seasons in the 1960s, finally before a merger deal was worked out. The XFL and a merger with the NFL is very, very unlikely, as the NFL will not plant another franchise in 7 of their current 8 markets anyway. My best guess is that the league, if it survives, will need to be content as football light and hope that enough television viewers will come and watch and in turn allow the XFL to recoup on-field losses with excess television revenues. And number seven, though it's true that Vince McMahon has sold more than $400 million of his WWE stock, that doesn't necessarily mean that old Vinny has the willingness to lose all of his money in 2 or 3 years of the XFL 2. Other than his fantasy of grabbing a share of the revenue from the billions of dollars generated by the NFL, Vince seems to be a fairly prudent businessman. Though the XFL 2 could siphon off less than 10% of McMahon's net worth, which is a whole lot, I can't see this man feeding a loser for more than one season. The XFL 2 is going to fight an uphill battle against the ghost of the AAF and its own XFL version 1 ghost as well. The new league will have to prove that it has enough fans willing to show up in person and plunk down money to watch the games in person, have enough fans willing to watch on television every week, and an ownership willing to lose copious amounts of money for at least 3 seasons in order to establish some degree of credibility. If the XFL 2 starts and completes 2 full seasons, I, too, will be quite surprised. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.